Torch, the other day in Edmonton, you had that one span of about 4 minutes. There was a time where that was happening a lot for this team. You'd have the breakdown, and it's not one goal, two goals, three goals. But it's been smoothed out for the most part recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it reared its head the other night. I think we're getting better in understanding momentum swings, trying to capitalize when it's our way. The other night, that was a little discouraging. It just kind of – and people have talked, you know, you just came back from the break and this – that. No, we have to. That has to become an instinct for us, and not to get hurt as many times we did in those few minutes. They McDavid takes over on a just a tremendous goal that he scores. They score another one. We can't allow it to happen three or four times in a space of just a few minutes, because, Bob, we played some good minutes in that second period, and we end up giving up four goals. It can't happen.
Is it fair to say your goaltender, Jonas Korpisalo, has been maybe your best player here in the last few games?
Yes, and that's why you win some games. We don't have a chance after that first period in Edmonton. I think they had 9 scoring chances in the first period in Edmonton. He was outstanding. The thing I love about him, since that goal that Subban scored on him at center ice, you wonder with a young guy and a guy that really isn't supposed to be here right now, supposed to be developing in the American League, you wonder what happens when he lets a goal like that in against Montreal. Does he go the other way? Does he struggle? He's done nothing but play better since that goal. So really encouraging.
When you come to play Vancouver, two guys that for years, the way they play is depends on whether or not this Vancouver team wins, and that's the Sedin twins. Does it amaze you that they've been as consistent as they are for as long as they have?
Well, the year I spent with them, it doesn't amaze me because I know who they are, how they prepare, the best conditioned athletes in our camp when I was here. Vancouver has a really nice thing here with those two, because Vancouver's in transition here a little bit in developing their team. You need the right type of leadership. Forget about what they do on the ice. It's what they do behind the scenes, in the locker room, in the community. They are that good as players and even better as people.
Is that what you're kind of looking for here, that type of leadership? Not those guys, but those types of guys.
Yeah, and this certainly isn't a slight on our locker room, but we don't have Sedins in our locker room. And that is a very important thing when you go through and trying to become who you want to be as an organization, for those type of people to step up. And we're in the process of developing people. And not many teams have a couple of guys like that in this league to be able to handle, understanding that we're going through a little bit of a transition here at the stage of their career, and buy into it and try to help out along the way.
The real question, could you tell them apart out of uniform?
I did not. It took me probably 4 months. And I felt so bad, because whenever I'd see one, I'd say, hey, how are you doing? I could never call them by the name because I wasn't sure what their name was. So it was a little bit disrespectful, but it was out of necessity because I didn't know who they were.
All right, last thing I got to ask you. Were you surprised how easy it was to get to the visiting dressing room when you came into this building? Because the last time I saw you on camera, you couldn't get there. There were too many bodies.
No, I got there. I got there okay. It's just I got shuffled out of there pretty quickly. But, yeah, it was a little weird when I came in here, because I knew the last time I was in that hallway was where I wasn't supposed to be. So it's all good now.
Yes, you belong there tonight. Thanks. Good luck.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
That's head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.